Simon Hay, Ois Dalet. Tsarshi Hay Gaga Oruch Viraglo Kotzer. The gag of the Dalet should be lengthy from left to right, and the regel from top to bottom should be short. Shemir Raglo Oruch Migaga, because if the leg of the Dalet will be longer than the gag, Tidme Lechof Pshuta, it can be Dime to a Chof Pshuta rather than a Dalet, Vitiposel Kushaloyikrena Tinekoroi, and will have to passel it if a Tinek does not recognize it as a Dalet. Vitzar Shiyah Haregel Poshut, the regel of the Dalet should be straight and not broken. And once you have a straight regel of the Dalet, then it should be Bishipua Ktsas Litzad Yamin, it should be tilted to the right. Vishiyahe Lo Tag Koton Biroish Gago Mitzad Smol, and it should have a small tag on the gag on the left side. V'tzarech lizayr b'tag shel achireha, one needs to be careful to make a spitz on the back right of the dalet. Shelo yehenira k'moy reish, that it should not look like a reish. V'tifsol al yidei kriyas atinik, because if a tinik calls it a reish as opposed to a dalet because the spitz on the back right is not sharp, so then that will pass all the ice. V'yesh lim shekabola b'yodei. There are those that have a tradition. It's not enough that it should be a spitz on the back right. It should have an okev. It's not enough that it should have a spitz. Rather, it should have an okev. It should have a heel lechatchila on the back right, because the tmuna of the dalet is like two interlocking vavs, and the heel on the back of the dalet represents the roish of one of the vavs. V'yase gamkein oikets cotton letzad yamin boilet al poneho, should also make a oikets cotton on the right side sticking up lamala v'oikets zehu keneged roish havav hasheni. So the roish of one vav is represented by the okev, the heel, and the rosh of the other vav is represented by the spitz sticking up on the right, the koit sticking up on the right. Says the Lishkas HaSefer, Sifkot and Ches, V'tzarech Shiyah. Shom B'Gemara, right, this is going on the fact that the regel should be tilted back. Shom B'Gemara, over there, in the Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Kuf Dalet, it says, "My time of Pashta Kara the Dalet Lagame Gimel." Why is the regel of the Dalet Pashta Lagabe the Gimel? Pirush Rashi. Rashi explains what does that mean. V'loy Lagabe Hey Shemeshucha Ktsas Letzad Gimel. Why is the regel of the Dalet Moshuch Lagabe the Gimel and not Lagabe the Hey? Dilim Tzilei Nafshi. The reason is because the dal, the poor person, Pirush Rashi, ani nafshei v'lo yatrichenu l'balabayis l'orot zacharov. We said that gimel dalet is goymel dalim, so the goymel should make himself available to the dal. The reason why the regal of the dalet is moshuch klape, is poshta kare, the dalet, l'gabe the gimel, is that the dal should also make himself available for the goymel to do chesed with him. He shouldn't run away from him. U'b'shulchan aruch hanal, in the shulchan aruch harav, kosev u'lechatchila tzarech shiyia. Over there it says haregel pshuta b'shipu. Over there he uses the word lechatchila. V'tzian shekein kosev amanig, that this din of the regel of the dalet being on a tilt, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says that it's a din lechatchila, and that's what the manig says, that it's a din lechatchila. V'hine b'beis Yosef lo nizker shehamanig kosev kein b'feirish lechatchila. If you look in the Beis Yosef, he doesn't say that the manig says that it's only a din lechatchila. Ach be'emes, however, even though the Beis Yosef doesn't say that the Manik says that it's lechatchila, from all the poiskim, it appears as though it's only a din lechatchila, she'ein zois rak lechatchila. But he says the Lishka, I don't really understand why it's only a din lechatchila. Over there, by the regal of the kuf, they don't say that it's only a din lechatchila. Over there, they say that it's a psul. Mishum de'isa sham b'gemara, because over there in the Gemara in Shabbos, it says, "Umay taima kari de kuf tluya." Why is the kuf hanging? Vare gam bekare de dalad isa sham kahach lishno. My time of pashta kare de dalad l'gabe gimel. So the lashonis that the Gemara uses to describe the kuf and the dalad are the same lashonis. Umadua ene ma'akev im loy osaken. So just like we say that it's ma'akev by the kuf, why don't we say that it's ma'akev by the dalad? MS. It is true that you could answer ki haranbanzal pirish the pashte kari lagabe gimel hainu mashakari bitzad yamin v'loy bitzad smol. The Ramban understands that what does it mean? It doesn't mean why is the dalet slanted to the right towards the gimel. It means why is the regal of the dalet on the right side and not on the left side. That is how the Ramban learns. Aval harebe baruch shomar shevia beis yosef. But in the alpha beisa of the beis yosef dochazoy sekozav. He says, "Ve'ein loymar." Don't say the ein ratzel loymar sheyiv shipua elokoy al mashakari b'tzad yamin v'loy b'tzad smol. Don't say like the Ramban. Because this that the Ramban is learning is already mentioned in the Gemara later on when it says, "My taima mahader ape the dalid migimel delitein leibitzina." Why is the face of the dalid facing away from the gimel, so that when the goimel gives the dal, he should give him bitzina. So that already is miramis to what the Ramban wants to say. Memela, doesn't make sense that the din of pashtakari the dalid keneged gimel is also teaching us the same thing. Memela, the Ramban is shver. Imkein hada amar pashtakari ritzayne leimer sheyerech b'shipua litzad gimel must be like the other pshat, not like the Ramban's pshat. Rather, must be like the pshat that the Velt learns that the regel is tilted towards the gimel. V'chein mashma loshen pashta kare ad kan l'shein. And indeed, the loshen of pashta is not mashma, why is it on the right or the left? It's mashma, why is it tilted? Pashta is mashma tilted. V'gam ba'arzarua pirish kenan. And the arzarua as well, he is mefarish, not like the Ramban. V'oid ayin b'sefer yireyim. If you look in the yireyim, it also appears not like the Ramban. V'agoyis maimini, and in the agoyis maimini, it appears like the Ramban. And I think that that is very shver. I left out the word lechatchila. When I brought this din, says the Lishka, I brought it as though it's ma'akiv. I wasn't mitzayin that it's only a din lechatchila. But by the ois gimel, hetakti tevis lechatchila. Over there, I did say that it's only lechatchila. Yan kilapirish Rashi, ene muchach k'moyshe kasavnu b'sivkotn vav. Since according to Rashi, it's not muchrach like the pirish that I was mefarish, as we mentioned previously in Sivkotn Vav. Shuv higiyani sefer ma'amanik. Eventually, I got my hands on the sefer ha'amanik. V'ra'isi shegam hulay kosev tevis l'chatchila. He doesn't use the word l'chatchila either. V'zeh l'shoyne. And this is what he says. V'shabes perak ha'boyne. My time of pash the kar the dalel l'gabi gimel. D'lim silei nafshei. V'hadal yamtzi es atzmai l'goymel hadalim. The dal should make himself available. Lamanu sheguf hadalid tzorich lifshoyt ragloy la'achayrav ma'at. He does not say that it's only a din l'chatchila. So therefore, the Lishka wants the taina that this din l'chayra should be ma'akiv. Says the Kesa Sefer, ois hey. Tzorich lasis lo l'chatchila takoton l'malo litzad smoil. The hey should have l'chatchila a small tag on the left, v'gamba achirah yasa oikets cotton, and on the back of the hay there should be a spitz shetehay mirubas kedalad, that it should be like a dalad v'layagula kereish. V'hanekuda shebetoichad the nekuda inside the hay loytia rechoyka migaga yosem yevel kolmas. It shouldn't be further away from the gag than an oive kolmas. It should be within an oive kolmas of the gag v'loytia smucha legaga. But on the other hand, it shouldn't be too close. It should be close, but not too close. Eli yehei b'neim cholok kol kach b'kadesh adam b'neini yakirenu heitev me'al sefer Torah shel gabei habima k'shekoyriba. We said it should be close, but not too close. How close? Close enough that when, or far enough rather, so that when somebody is leaning and they're looking at the sefer Torah on the bima, they'll be able to see clearly that they're not touching. V'im noga mamish begaga, what if a taka touches? Afilu negia daka kechut asaira psula. If it does touch, even if it only touches a drop, that's going to be a psul. V'loy tehei anakuda neged emtza hagag. The nakuda should not be, when you look at the gag horizontally from left to right, the nakuda inside the hay should not be in the middle. Ella neged saifai b'tzad smoil. It should be towards the left. V'im osa be'emtza psula v'tzarech l'takna. If you make it in the middle, it's taka puzzle, and it needs to be repaired. Elem kein ain't tikkun moil, except for a case where it's impossible to fix it, either because of shalei kesidron or it's a shame Hashem. If so, in such an instance, oz yesh l'hachshir afilu l'chatchila, in such a case, you could be makel even l'chatchila. Ayin magen avram, simen lamed beis, if cotton lamed gimel, that the magen avram over there is machshir, this case, b'di'eved, v'nir elid al kolponim yesh l'havchin al yedei tinoik im kore koroi. Before we're so quick to be makel, says the Lishka, at least show it to a tinoik to make sure that he's makir the ice. V'yesh mi shekabole b'yodei, there are those that have a tradition, sh'anekuda tehedaka milamala, that the nekuda inside the hay should be thin milamala, v'obek tzas milamata, and thicker at the bottom, ke'en yud hafucha, like the tzura of an upside down yud. Why? Kitmunas ha-hei, he dalet v'yud. Says the Keses, b'kol ha-heyen. That's by a regular hei. Chutz mei ha-heyen, shel ha-shem ha-vaya baruch hu, sheyesh ben kabbalah acheres. Over there are those that have a different tradition of how to create the tzura of a hei, but we are discussing the tzura of a regular hei. V'tehei ha-nakuda akuma. The nakuda should be inverted, l'mata l'tzad yamin, towards the right, v'loi l'tzad smoil, pentid melatov, because if the nakuda is going to be facing to the left, rather than okum to the right, it could potentially look like a tuf, which obviously we want to avoid, since we are writing a hey. Says the Lishkas HaSeifer Ois Tes, Sifkotin Tes, Afilu Negiya Daka Kechut HaSaira Psula B'Mesechtes Menoches Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, Chazina Luhu, Lesafri Dafkini, Debe Rav, Dechotri, Luhu, Legage, Deches, Vitolile, Lekar, Dehei. The Gemara says over there that Rav Ashi says that I have seen Seifrim, who are Daikonim, that they made Chatei Teres on the Ches, and they were Toile, the Kara, Dehei, meaning that the Nakuda of the Hei is not touching, rather it's detached from the Gag. Chotri Luhu, Legage, Deches, Kalaimer, Chai, Huberumo, Shaloilam. V'tolei lei l'kara dehei, k'deboi aminei Rabbi Yehuda nisiyah v'chulei, k'dedarish Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi v'chulei, k'shu oimer ele toles ha-shamayim v'aretz behi bara'am, al tikrei behi bara'am ela behei bara'am. Don't say that he created it. Don't say al tikrei behi bara'am. Rather say that Hashem created the world with a hey, and now he's getting to the point. U'mipnei ma'nivra ha'olam hazeh behei, mipnei shadayim la'ach sadra. How come this world was created with the letter hey, because it's doima to an achsadra shepasuach mitachtov. A hey is pasuach at the bottom side. Shekol haroitza lotzeis l'tarbus ra. Anybody who wants to go out to tarbus ra, yetza, you can exit through the bottom of the hey and go out to tarbus ra. Umay taima tole kare. And how come the leg is detached? How come the regal smoli tole ba'avri ve'ene dovek begag? How come it's detached? The hadar b'tshuva, because if this person who went out to Tar B'sira wants to do tshuva, ma'ilinan le, ma'ili le, will lift him back up, a Pesach Elyon will pull him back in through the window on top. Shebein regel ze la'agag. L'ayel b'hach, aye, if we're going to pull him back up, so pull him up through the hole that he fell out of at the bottom, Pesach HaTachta, in the Novik Bay. No, lo'y mistaya milsa. It's not going to work out. Why? The habalitayr bo'y si'ua mipnei yetzer hara, because somebody who's coming to do tshuva needs help. Hilkach avdinan le'siua Pesach yisera. We made him an extra Pesach at the top that we're going to pull him through. Kedere shlokish, the amir shlokish, ma'idach siv him le'leitzim hu yalitz, me'atzma yalitz lo yisayeu v'lo yimne'eu. If somebody is a letz, so we are not going to provide him with any assistance in being a letz, and we're not going to stop him in being a letz. By the way, have a look in Rashi, in Menachas over there on Chavtes Amud Beis, on this Im Leleitzim Hu Yolitz. Ula Anovim Yitain Chain. For somebody who has a Midah Toiva of being an Anov, Hashem will give him Siyata Dishmaya. Bolitair Misayin Oisa. If he wants to do Tshuva, we'll assist him. Bolitame Poischin Loi. We will open up the ability for him to be Metame if that's what he chooses. Umay Taima Islay Taga. Why does the hay have a keser koton b'ktzei ha-smoili shel gag? Why does it have a tag on the top left? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im chayzer boy, if the guy does tshuva ani koysher lo keser, I will put a crown on his head. Ad kan. V'hikshe marik b'simen nayin alef, the marik es the kasha, amai beget ein makpidim mechatei teres haches, u'betlias regula hay kabdinon. The Gemara mentions the Ches and the Hey together, as we just saw. So if we mention the Ches and the Hey together, they should go hand in hand. So why would we be noyig by the Ois Hey to be makbid that it's Toloi, but we're not makbid by the Ois Ches to make it with Chatei Teres? This is in Gittin. This is the Marik's question. V'ayin v'tshuvas haramah. And if you take a look in the Ramah, Simin Lamed Zayin, you'll see that he's done ba'aruka b'divrei ha-marik. He deals with this marik. L'fiyanei esdaiti yesh leimar, says the Ches is a simple teretz. That tam hu, mishum de'b'chatei teretz ha-ches, amrinan k'loimar chai hu b'rumay shal oylam. The chatei teretz are pointing up towards Hashem to be miramis that he's chai hu b'rumay shal oylam. U'mashma de'haynu taimei de'hani safri dafkani. That's why these seifrim daikonim, that's why they made the chatei teretz. It was their own hamtzah. Aval ayidmar kein b'shul mokim. They didn't pick this up from anywhere in Chazal. Aval betlias regel ha-hey. Didorish Rabbi Huda ben Rebbe Lozer. My time at Tara Kare. Over there, Talia Kare. Well, how come over there you have a mefurish gemara? Muchach dehachi avi milsa de pshita. V'aloche revachas de kare dehey tzluya. You see that was a halacha revachas, that they knew that had to be done. And therefore, since the hay is mefurish in Chazal, so we're makbid even by a get, mashenkin by the ches, which is just the hamtzah of the seifrim who are daikonim, we are not makbid by a get. That is the pshat of the lishkas haseifer, tefe'enfer, the kasha of the marik. Back on top in the keses. The Rosh of the Vav, from left to right, should not be long, it should be short, to avoid having it look like a Resh. And the Regel is long, because if it's short, it's going to look like a Yud. It's appropriate that the right side of the Vav should be rounded, because then it could look like a Zayin. Even though the Rosh of the Zayin is over Mishnei Tzadim, meaning the Regel comes out of the center. Nevertheless, even though a Vav, the Regel doesn't come out of the center, it comes out of the right side, but if the top right of the Vav is going to be squared, we have Nervin that maybe a Tinnik will call it a Zayin and passel it. V'alpi hasoid, tzarech liyos ragla poshut b'shoveh, alpi hasoid, the Regel of the Vav should be straight and not crooked. And in this straight regal of the Vav, the thickness should be mismayet v'hoylech ma'at ma'at ad shetehechod olamata, until you get to a thin point at the bottom. V'alpi kabolas ha'arizal, tzorech liyos oikitz koton mitzad smoil, there should be a small oikitz on the left, b'roish, kol havovin shebetfilin v'loy b'sefeter, according to the Arizal, all the Vavin and Tefillin should have this koitz on the top left of the head, but not by a Sefer Torah. Oy Zayin, tzarech lizar shelo yehe raglo oruch shelo tidme lenun pshuta. You have to be very careful when you are making the Zayin, that the regal shouldn't be too long, because if it's long, it could look like a nun pshuta v'tifsel alidei kriyas hatinaik. V'roisha tzarech liyas over mishnei tzadim, as we mentioned a moment ago, the Zayin, the Rosh of the Zayin is over Mishnei Tzadim, meaning that the Regel comes out of the center. Shalai Tidme Levav, because if the Regel would be coming out of the right side, it would look like a Vav. Another din, V'ye Miruba, the Rosh of the Vav should be Miruba Alpi Soid. It should be square. Alpi Soid means Alpi Kabbalah.